This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Of course, you're invited to join us here, and you can bring up whatever you want to talk about. With you here tonight, it's Ian,
Gianni Ray,
and Mark.
We just got off what wasn't a planned interview, but it ended up being an hour-long phone call because, well, it's not every day that you get to talk to somebody in Nigeria.
And he was incredibly charming.
He was very eloquent, well-spoken, and mostly understandable. Sometimes some of our African callers, it can be a little difficult to traverse the language barrier.
Accent barrier, yeah.
Yes, more of an accent barrier. They were very well versed in English.
When he was talking about good luck and bad luck, I thought he was speaking French.
I don't know what the official language is in Nigeria. Some countries in Africa, they are French.
By the sounds of it, it sounds English.
Or Afrikaans, I think.
Yes, that's way south.
What is spoken?
Dutch spoken in Nigeria.
So we're going to continue here. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. You can bring up whatever you want. And let's go to Nick, who's been waiting patiently, actually, throughout the entire call. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I hear you gentlemen talk all the time about in New Hampshire. That's where you're at, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
You welcome people to come there, libertarians. And a libertarian is a real true constitutionalist, correct?
I think that there's a lot of parallels.
I don't think so at all.
Okay, so there's some fundamental differences, but a lot of comparisons. I would say the Constitution, if looked at and read in a very plain form, not adding anything to it, just reading what it says, is a document that would create a very small government. Many people would call libertarians small government. I would say that, in fact, what libertarians would want is for people to be able to choose the governments that they want in the same way that we would choose a cell phone company or an insurance policy. But I think that you can look at it that way. So go ahead with your point.
Okay. My point is that I love how you welcome people to come to the state. You help them move. I heard you saying one day, yeah, you guys were ready at 10 o'clock in the morning and had the gentleman move in by 2 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever, how everybody pitched in, and I think it's a wonderful thing, the togetherness. My question is that with what you want, is that being, like, seceding from the union where you would have no involvement, nothing coming from the federal government at all to help you?
Well, that's what I would like to see happen. I mean, I can't speak for everybody else. I'm Ian. I think that my other co-hosts are in favor of the idea of independence from the United States, but I don't want to put words in their mouth.
It sounds fantastical to me.
But if you could do it, you would do it, right?
I think that there would be pluses and minuses. I would want a practical road to secession. I believe the United States federal government will likely crash in upon itself by the weight of its own debt before you see a great deal of secession. Go ahead.
But I support secession completely, and I'm part of the New Hampshire exit movement here. I am a supporter of the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, which is kind of a think tank organization that helps spread the idea of New Hampshire being an independent from the United States. And so anything I can do to help forward that idea, I absolutely will do that. Gianni Ray, what do you have to say about secession?
Oh, well, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
And regarding the Constitution before, I grew up revering the Constitution, and I thought that, and I saw that the U.S. government did not abide by what to me was the language in the Constitution. And I thought, well, if they want to change the rules, they can do that. It's there in the Constitution. You know, if you want to have rules that will infringe on somebody's right to carry a gun, you can do that with an amendment. But they didn't do that. And anyway, I loved the Constitution. Later, my feelings evolved to basically anything that lets the government camel's nose in under the tent always leads to tyranny.
The whole camel.
Yeah. And the
and his friends.
And the Constitution authorized taxation and tariffs, which are unjust and unjust. So,
and there's no reason to stay with the federal government. They want you to believe that they are your protector, but ultimately they are putting us in grave danger by going around the world and destroying innocent life and creating terrorists that are inevitably going to strike back at the United States and strike back at the innocent people here who had
nothing to do with
that.
But if the federal government could be beaten back into its cage, I'd be for it. Go ahead.
Exactly. Like, we've seen I guess you would call it the CIA, go and put in power who we think would be best in a certain government, and it turns out not to work out so well.
Right, because there are unintended consequences all the time. Whenever whenever coercive force is used, unintended consequences result. And so in the case of another country, picking a side means that you've picked against whatever the other side is, and they're going to hate you as a result of that, and you know they might even commit suicide to get back at you.
So my two, three big questions is this.
Okay.
I would love to come there because I love small government. But my thing is this, okay, how will we be protected against other countries or nations? How about our goods and services? How would we be taxed? And someone like me that's disabled, depending upon my Medicare, my Social Security disability, I don't know how that would all work out, sir.
Yeah, so I don't these are the questions, and these are some of the reasons why I think that secession is so problematic that it's better to talk about it than to actually start getting into the nitty-gritty of it. Like, I'm for independence, everybody having independence, including people who don't want to secede. Those people should be able to choose what governments they have, too. This is one of the problems with secession, is that there's so many government programs out there that people, you know, for whatever reason they're on, and I don't know. I can't answer how would your SSI be affected if you moved, and then New Hampshire, decides to leave. SSD, okay, excuse me, decides to leave the country and that kind of thing. I don't know. It's really
difficult. Can you collect Social Security if you live in another country?
I'm not aware of that.
No. He's on disability.
Okay, whatever. That's Social Security. It's called Social Security Disability or whatever. But
SSI is equivalent to welfare.
So is that so? Okay.
Security disability is you really put your time in.
Okay.
And it's a much larger check.
Pardon me if it's insulting. It's my ignorance. I would say
that's okay.
As far as a war goes, I think that there's probably about as much danger of New Hampshire being invaded as, say, the Bahamas or, Turks and Caicos, Belize. I mean, these countries don't need their own militaries. They generally don't have much of a military. A police force is the thing that doubles for a military.
Yeah, but, Mark, you don't even have police out in your town, and nobody ever gets robbed, at gunpoint out there because
I don't know if a robbery's ever occurred out there. But
because everybody's armed up. I mean, in New Hampshire, this is a very different place from New Jersey, where you're calling from, where there's a lot of gun restrictions in New Jersey. In New Hampshire, we don't have those restrictions. And, even the Democrats, a lot of them have guns in New Hampshire. So what was the old World War II, the famous Japanese admiral who said that
gun hiding behind every blade of grass in New Hampshire?
Right. No, in the United States. He said that that's the reason why they wouldn't invade the U.S. was because of all the guns held by the people of the country.
So. I don't think we have as many guns in New Hampshire as we have conifers, but it might be close.
I think a free free people is 1,000 times more difficult to conquer than an enslaved people.
Yeah, that much is true.
No doubt about it. Nick, good call tonight.
Just one more thing.
Yeah.
What is the difference that Mr. Mark Levin talks about all the time, where the state should have more control over the state than the federal government? What is the difference between that?
No, I was talking about nullification. Yeah. Let's talk about it. We're coming up. Thanks, Nick, for the call. Okay. We'll get to that. This is Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Sunday edition of the program with you tonight. You've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
You can also try out what might very well be the best pillow you'll ever use. You can try it out for 60 days for nearly risk-free. There's a slight risk, and that is that the risk is you might not like it, and if you don't, you can send it back, and then they will send you your purchase price back to you. But I love mine. Mark, you are into yours.
They're great.
I've had mine for about a year now, and it's fantastic. Unlike a regular pillow, it's actually washable. You can put it in your washer and dryer. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. You go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get you your MyPillow at half price, or you can get two for the price of one. It's up to you how many you get, and you get that 60-day money-back guarantee. And if you keep it, as I have done, then feel good because it's guaranteed to last for 10 years. That's MyPillow.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Before we go back to your calls and thoughts, we were going to address the question of nullification. Our last caller on the line was saying he likes the idea of libertarian types moving all to one place. I mean, not all of them are going to come, but as many as possible to gather together to concentrate our action and our activism in one geographic area. He said that, you know, he seemed to be attracted to that idea and the sort of the community that surrounds that. He mentioned the move-in parties. We didn't really focus on that part of his conversation, but he touched on it. When somebody moves to New Hampshire who's a libertarian or a voluntarist or a liberty-loving anarchist, however they describe themselves, as long as they love freedom and liberty, if they let people know when they're going to get here, then a group of people, most of whom they probably have no idea who they are, like complete strangers to them, show up at their new house or apartment or wherever, unload the moving truck, and every time I've ever done this, and I've done it more times now than I can count, because I've been here, Mark, you and I have been here for a decade, Johnny Ray, you're darn close to a decade at this point. I've done so many of these moving parties, I've lost track of how many, and they all, in every single occasion, no matter how big the moving truck is, we've had an entire 26-foot truck, and in one case a trailer, unloaded in under an hour flat.
Yeah, I can't think of any time that has actually taken more than an hour.
Yeah.
He did mention that, you know, like in 4 hours we'd be done with the unloading. I'm like, dude, you have no idea.
Oh, did he say 4 hours? Yeah, no, it's more, no more than an hour.
Yeah, I think it must have taken 40 minutes to do ours when it was 4 years, excuse me, 10 years ago.
10 years ago, and there were hardly anybody living up here at that time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I've seen a dozen to 30 plus people showing up to these move-in parties, and if there's any other time that people spend, it's just time hanging out and eating pizza and, you know, drinking
right.
a beer afterwards and just kind of meeting your new neighbors and friends that you don't know
there's
you have
There's a lot
yet.
Of talking that goes on because, you know, people want to know who's this new person that's moved and,
yeah.
you know, that kind of thing.
It's something really special, and I mean, I'm pretty sure nothing like that exists anywhere else in the liberty movement, because anywhere else you just don't have enough libertarians to make a dent, to make an impact, to be noteworthy or helpful or community.
I think you'd find that people would love to help you move in pretty much anywhere that you go if you have a way of getting a hold of them, but there's not the community that we have here in New Hampshire, so...
Yeah, that never would have happened in Florida,
killer.
Where I'm from, where you and I are from.
You don't think that if, you know, the Libertarian Party in Sarasota had said...
There wouldn't have been enough people.
...sent a call. Yes, there were. There were enough people.
There was maybe a dozen people total in the entire area.
How many people would
the reason why you can get a dozen here is because there are dozens of people who, you know, not everybody's working on the morning of whatever the move in, so not everyone shows up to move the person in. Other people have responsibilities that may preclude them from being there, but because you have literally dozens of people in any given region of the state, it's easy to get about a dozen of them to show up somewhere.
The fact is the community's in touch here. And that's the difference.
And larger. It's all about the numbers, Mark. We've got we have more libertarians living on this block here in Keene, New Hampshire, than we had in the entire city of Sarasota, Florida, which had 10 times the population. So it's all about the numbers, and that's why concentration works. That's why we have the community, is because we have enough people together. Like, back in the day in Florida, a bunch of those people didn't really much care for one another.
Oh, and, yeah, there's always infighting.
And
it's true here, too.
And right, but here we have enough people to where you can pick the ones you like. In Florida, in other states where libertarians are just scraping by, to to try to find
the you can get.
Right, you take whoever you can get, which is why you get terrible politicians running for office. You get the worst, you know, the bottom of the barrel. You have the, you know, the weirdos and the bizarre people that are very, you know, sort of on the forefront because they can be. And, you know, you have no choice in those other places. But here you can choose the libertarians and the voluntarists that you want to hang out with, that you get along with the best, that share your values the best, because we literally have the largest movement and the largest concentration anywhere in the world, and there's nobody that can challenge that. If you can, I'd love to hear from you. But anyway, the caller was asking about nullification. He mentioned Mark Levin, who is a competitor of Free Talk Live. He's one of the other shows at night during the week. And I guess I've never really listened to the guy's show for more than 5 minutes, but just happened to have heard it on a local radio station.
I know he uses the term statist a lot.
Yeah, I've heard he uses the term liberty a lot, too, but, you know, that doesn't mean that he understands what it means. And if he's talking about states' rights or nullifying the federal government, that's all fine. You know, those aren't bad ideas. Anything that you can do to tell the federal government to go take a hike, I support it. So I support the idea of whatever state engaging in nullification. Basically, a lot of times the federal government will come along and they'll say, look, we've got these millions of dollars. If you'll just pass this law that we want you to pass, we'll give you the millions of dollars every single year. So in New Hampshire, a good example of that is the helmet law or the seatbelt law. Of course, New Hampshire is the only state that I know of all the 50 states, where an adult, which is generally considered someone who's over 16, does not have to wear a seatbelt in a car.
I think in New Hampshire you're required to wear one until you're 18. Am I wrong?
18, yeah.
Okay. I thought it was 16.
You're wrong.
Okay, I'll have to double check on that.
Because on the signs it says 18.
It? Okay, the age of consent here is 16.
Sorry, you can have sex, but you got to put your seatbelt on.
Well, regardless, you know, the point is they do dangle a bunch of money that is taxpayer money in front of the politicians, and thankfully they've continued to reject that year after year, because there are people who want to take it, like the progressives or whoever, the do-gooders and the people that want to use the state to control others in their lifestyles. They've been trying to get that passed, but it just hasn't happened here. So that's an example of nullification. And so, of course, I think that most of the people on this show would support any level of nullification, but I think we'd like to see it go further into just all-out secession, because what's the point of sticking with the federal government?
Well,
there is no point.
Sticking
with an abusive husband.
Nullification, I don't know why it has to be
or
a husband.
Wife.
Nullification is a step on that road, and I think that states are going to need – I think that people should be independent, and the idea of just dragging along a bunch of people that don't want to secede with you kind of rubs me the wrong way.
They can go to Massachusetts.
That they can. They're absolutely
– or Vermont.
Yep.
New York's not that far.
Your status paradise is just 35 miles away no matter where you are in New Hampshire.
We need to have places that are different, places that are distinct, so we can try different things. And as long as we're stuck with this terrible federal government – there's a limit to the amount of freedom that we can have. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live continues.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may join us right here, toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Also, I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. They've recently reported that Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions, mainly the smaller ones. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate, which is still ongoing. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover those fees, they'll become virtually unspendable. You can learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Carl is first up in Atlantic City listening to WPG. Hello, Carl.
Thanks for you trio taking my call.
Sure.
I know for a fact that you can take your Social Security or disability to a foreign country. And here's how I know it. There's a woman I know. I spoke to her many times. She'll be going back to Honduras shortly because foreclosure's happening. She hasn't paid a mortgage in 7 years, but that's not what I'm talking about. She was worried when Obama, when he, in his first term, said he was going to stop Social Security, and she was concerned her father wouldn't collect it in Honduras where he'd move back to. I said, don't worry, it's not going to happen. And it didn't happen. So, well, here's the thing that concerns me. How do you know when her father dies? When you're sending that Social Security money to Honduras, do we have that?
Well, presumably, if he's dead, he's not going to cash the check.
Well, what about he has a joint account and has a much younger wife now?
Well, she's in luck.
Yeah, I know. I can only guess maybe our government should say you got to come back in person every 5 years.
So what you're saying is you have personal experience. You know people who have gotten Social Security checks who live outside of the United States.
Yes.
Okay. And, so therefore, the only reason that would become a problem, because you're referring to the secession call that we had earlier, the only reason that would become a problem for a state like New Hampshire would be if the federal government specifically passed some sort of law forbidding checks to be sent to the former state of New Hampshire.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, I've heard people calling this talk radio about people getting hurt in a casino in Atlantic City that came from a foreign country. They get disability and they leave. I mean, it's like every scam.
Disability in America? Okay. That's interesting.
I know. It's like how much scamming can we afford anymore?
There's all kinds of scams that will continue, especially the scam of the government. Carl, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Joe. He's in California. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Hey, Joe.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
At one time, Mark, he sort of talked, is he an attorney?
I am not an attorney, no.
Okay. Well,
he's been to prison.
I just pumped out of something of that nature. But anyways, what I was calling about is I heard on the news today that a family who lost their son, where a terrorist killed him, but the man's family, the people that killed him, the government is giving the family money as the terrorist was a hero. And so they're doing a James Act. I forget the last name.
Okay, which government's
doing that?
Where are we fighting over there somewhere?
I'm not fighting anywhere.
I understand. I don't agree with it, but the U.S. sends $300 million to the country, and they use part of that money to pay for terrorist attacks. Can we not sue the U.S. government for – it's like we're funding them to fight against us.
That's exactly what's happening. And it's not uncommon for whether it be ISIS or Al-Qaeda or whoever, Saddam Hussein, for these supposed enemies to end up getting funding directly or indirectly from the United States government. So, yeah, they absolutely have funded their own enemies, not just now, but many years in the past.
They're misrepresenting our money, though. It's our money. Is there not a way to sue the government and say, don't waste our money?
The government is basically immune from being sued. There are some limited circumstances under which you can successfully sue government agencies, but most of them have what's called sovereign or qualified immunity, and that's basically them passing a rule that says, you can't sue us, na-na-na-na-na. We're the government.
Right, I mean, we have a deficit. It's not like we have plenty of money, and we're sending it to people that are using it against us. And that just seems so crazy.
Yeah, the government is crazy.
It's crazy, all right.
And that's the world we live in. Thanks for the call, Joe. We totally agree. It is definitely crazy. But that's the status quo. That's the order of the day. It's crazy. When it comes to all this, and what do you really do about it?
What do you do?
You're going to vote every 4 years for some new a-hole to take over that organization in the hopes that that's somehow going to change things? Don't get your hopes up there, especially for this Trump guy.
It hasn't worked yet.
He might get a couple things right, but he's also going to get plenty of things wrong. And so the government is going to get bigger, going to get more intrusive, more oppressive. Over time, no matter who is in charge, whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats, doesn't look like the Libertarians are going to get in anytime soon at the national level. So that's why I say secession is the most sensible way to move forward, because you're not going to change the status quo in Washington, D.C. You're not going to drain that swamp. It's a permanent swamp. You can't get rid of the bad people from that organization. It's rotten to the core. Ron Paul was the one exception to that rule, and he's gone. So it's over.
Yeah, if you drain the swamp, then it's not a swamp anymore. And Washington, D.C. is a swamp, right? Like, there's nothing you can do with it. It is the seat of power for the largest government the world has ever known. The closest thing we've ever had to a one-world government up to this point is Washington, D.C. And the idea that that's going to be, you're going to wrest control of the control from these people.
No way.
The people who are apparently the very best at getting hold of control by voting once every 4 years?
Nope, not going to happen.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Let's go to Liberty Lover. He's in Ohio on via Skype. Go ahead, Liberty Lover.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, good. What's on your mind?
I just got back from vacation. I'm sorry if I seem a little tired. What I wanted to know your thoughts on people who say, you know, for example, when there's a really crappy law, they say something like, oh, well, it's still illegal.
Yeah, sure. The easiest one for that is to mention that it was illegal for Rosa Parks to not get up and give her seat to a white person on the bus. And it was illegal to be Jewish in Nazi-occupied territory. It was illegal for, the Indians to... I don't know what the Indians could have done. Frankly, they were on the right side of the law, but they still got slaughtered. It was illegal to give help to a black person who was on the run from slavery in the 1840s, right? Like, I think that obviously many of those problems have been solved as far as racial discrimination goes, but it does demonstrate that good people disobey bad laws, and that when you can turn it around and say, not only is it not only am I good, but you're bad, is essentially what you say. Because a person who stands by and says, well, the law says that you're going to have to go back to your master and take 75 lashes. I really could have wished I could help you, but I still the law says that. Right? Like, that person isn't, like, that person's every negative term you can come up with. They're lazy, stupid, ignorant. Like, every word you can come up with. If you can put them on the side of that side of the conversation, they're in trouble.
But they don't care because the law doesn't affect them. Like, if you're some white Christian dude from Georgia, the immigration laws aren't going to mean anything for you.
Yeah, well, you're looking at it from a modern look, and people have all kinds of reasons. People had all kinds of reasons why blacks should be slaves in the 1840s. They were wrong, and maybe these people who have whatever opinions they hold today will be proven wrong by history, but they're not going to see it that way.
Hey, thanks, Liberty Lover. Appreciate it. More coming up here. Here in moments. Got enough time for you if you dial in now. Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do. Even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here on the live Sunday edition of the program. We never got around to even finishing the story about the Atlantic Standard Time to bring you up to speed. That was the very first thing we talked about, and then just went off into your phone calls, because that's what we like to do here on Free Talk Live. Take your calls about absolutely anything. But just to kind of recap that story, the state legislature in Maine has passed a bill that is now going before the Senate there to make it so that if Massachusetts and New Hampshire also pass similar legislation, that all three of those states would then leave the Eastern time zone, and they would become Atlantic Standard Time all year round, getting rid of the time changes, the spring forward, the fall back, getting rid of that, which I think is very exciting news. And again, it has a similar bill has passed the New Hampshire House of Representatives. It's in front of the Senate in New Hampshire. It's now in front of the Senate in Maine. There is a commission in Massachusetts that is studying the issue. So, yeah, what are the odds this is going to go all the way through? Well, it has to get through three state legislatures, so, you know, it's probably not going to happen. But it hasn't been shut down yet, so it is a very real possibility. How probable it is another question, but it is definitely possible that come, you know, sometime this year, sometime in 2017, that we could have the first defections from the Eastern time zone and move towards ending this insane daylight saving time nonsense that continues to literally kill people that are subject to it.
It's true. I mean, you know, people drive worse right after the time change. So
they're sleepier.
You know, a little more stress on them.
Heart attacks.
How many heart attacks and strokes do you need per change of the clock to let you know that maybe it isn't worth it? Look, I like the time and the extra daylight in the afternoon, too, but this changing to Atlantic time would frankly solve that and give you more time in the evening and the afternoon and evening during the winter also. Everything that's good about daylight savings time, this switch to Atlantic time from the Eastern time zone has, and frankly, it gives up the bad. I sincerely hope, now in the case of the New Hampshire bill, it's tied to Massachusetts adopting it.
Correct.
I hope that Massachusetts feels, the legislators there feel the pressure and say, oh yeah, well, let's do this.
Well, one of the things
I don't see the downside, really.
Right. Yeah, one of the things that their committee in, or the commission in Massachusetts is looking at is, well, are they taking this seriously in New Hampshire and Maine? And so somebody's going to report back and say, they passed this at the State House in both Maine and New Hampshire. Apparently, Rhode Island is also looking at legislation, but nobody cares about whether or not they, nothing's tied to Rhode Island, so whether they move on it or not is another
question.
Good
luck to Rhode Island, you corrupt little state.
But hopefully this would be the beginning of the, the dominoes falling on this particular issue, because if some states can do it, then others might be empowered to feel as though it's possible. So maybe we'll see the end of daylight saving time at some point.
Yeah, I think that, in the case of, I just don't care what happens to the rest of the states. You can keep your daylight saving time, you can do whatever. It doesn't, I make telephone calls for a living, which means that the time in other time zones does matter.
You have to pay attention
a little bit,
to it, yeah.
But not much, so I get to work at 9 a.m. I'm making things up here, I usually get to work at 10 a.m. But so I start making my telephone calls at between 9:30 and 10 a.m. You know, if somebody's in Eastern time zone, I'll just pop them forward another hour and then, I'll make my calls in Atlantic or, read my emails or whatever. I can make my calls anytime.
Now, the question is, we're going to get back to your phone calls, but what do we do?
Who's we?
I mean, we here on Free Talk Live, because we do a show Eastern time, 7 to 10, we would have to start shifting our show time around, wouldn't we? Or should we just be like, well, radio stations, you got to reprogram yourself.
No. No, so we keep the show where it's at, and we keep using the terminology they would use. More people that listen to our show live in the Eastern time zone than any other time zone that we're broadcast in.
That's
so
probably true,
we would still speak Eastern time zone, even though we were in Atlantic. All you need is another clock,
But what you're saying is we would have to keep programming the show as though we were in Eastern time.
Frankly, the show's programmed by Central time because our syndicate is out of Minneapolis. We just never talk about it that way. The only Eastern time zone aspect to Free Talk Live is the thing we say, which is we're on from 7 p to 10 p Eastern time.
That would mean that part of the year we'd have to come in here from 6 to 9, right? Wouldn't that mean that?
I guess it might mean that.
Yeah.
It might mean that.
If we were going to, sort of pander, as we probably should, to our radio stations.
Yeah, I'm afraid we'd have to, my brother.
Status quo until the entire East Coast goes to,
I don't think that,
no daylight time.
I don't think there's any expectation of that occurring, but yeah you're going to have to do what your radio stations expect you to do.
Right.
And provide the product that they need, and the product they need is delivered from 7 p to 10 p
Eastern
time.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what the heck Arizona stations are.
They have to flip things around. They got to.
Do they change things up?
Yeah, they got to change it up.
Okay.
Same thing with Guam as well. So we've got a possible new station in Guam.
We used to be on a Guam.
Yeah, we used to be. Now we might be on a different station.
Okay.
Technically, they're running us as a test. So that's why I'm not saying what the call letters are yet.
Okay.
We're not official there yet.
You would have had your call letters mentioned.
That's one of the things that they would have to do is at the time when the time changes here, it doesn't change there. So they have to rearrange their schedule. Then they would have to be delay broadcasting us an hour instead of running all 3 hours live. Or whatever. So, yeah, they have to change, which is a pain in the butt for them.
Yeah, well, as a service provider, we provide the best service we possibly can provide for our customer. And in that case, that means that...
The majority of
customers.
So, anyway, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Sarah. She's in New Mexico. And, Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that diabetes runs in my family. My grandmother died from diabetes complications. Her kidneys failed. They had to put her on dialysis for the 3 days, and then I think she also went coma. But anyways, before she passed away, but she was up in her age. She was 90, so it was.
That's a pretty good run then.
But something about my mother has diabetes, so she has to be real careful about what she eats. And my sister has pre-diabetes, so I'm thinking that. It must be diabetic 1, type 1 diabetes.
I'm thinking it's probably type 2. It's probably type 2. Type 1 is juvenile onset.
It's a combination. See, type 1 is hereditary. I mean, they get diabetes when they're 3.
Yeah,
but you're right. It might be that it's kind of genetic. It's hereditary.
Is your family large, Sarah? Are they big people?
No, we have like 4 kids.
Not big families. Weight-wise.
Out of the 4 kids, only one has pre-diabetes from my mom's side. It's all on my mom's side. It's my mother's mother.
Is that person large?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, she has a little bit of a weight problem.
Okay.
She's on the more of a heavier side. Like, she would get, like, size 13 or 14.
Yeah, I would say what you're dealing with is somebody is a genetic propensity for type 2 diabetes. And that essentially you guys are going to have to stay rail thin in order to avoid it is basically what's going on. You need to eat a very good diet in order to avoid it.
Well, the nice thing for Sarah, she's on welfare, so she gets to eat real good.
Is that so?
Here's what I'm thinking is that, you know how I'm fanatical? I'm always updating you about sugar packs. You know, the reason is because of the diabetes in my family.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You hear me talking about, I want the sugar packs here in Albuquerque, you know. The mayor that's going to run.
Yeah, it's fairly common for people who
don't eat sugar. I advise you not to eat sugar.
It is fairly common for people who have had difficulty in their lives or their family's lives to want to use the government to force their viewpoint on other people because they believe they know what's best. But the problem is when you try to use the threat of force, as we touched on earlier, there's unintended consequences to that. And as we learned when we were talking with you about the soda tax or the sugary drinks tax that's being proposed in Santa Fe, as it has been in other cities, one of the unintended consequences of that particular version of force is that the diet sodas will be unaffected. So that's going to drive more people to guzzling diet sodas, you know, which have aspartame and all other manner of questionable, artificial sweeteners in them that many people say can be very, very damaging. I mean, not saying sugar's good for you, but these things are also probably not very good for you.
You know what's good for you? Water.
Yeah, no doubt. But somebody who's addicted to soda is likely going to go ahead and change over to a diet soda if the price is one third of what they used to, you know, what they would be paying for their other brand.
Agreed.
And so that's what you're going to see, Sarah. You're going to see people drinking the artificial sweeteners. Is that what you support?
No, you said people are forced. No, the voters are going to decide. The voters are deciding. They're not being forced. Who is forcing them?
Look, Sarah, I don't know how many times we have to go over this.
Voting is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
Yeah.
The sheep is going to be dinner, Sarah, and it's against their will.
Yeah, it's not okay for me to come over and point a gun at you and say, Sarah, give me all your money because I want to help, you know, children get educated. That's not okay. And it's also not okay if me and a majority of the people in your neighborhood come over and point a gun at you and say, you know, we need money to help educate kids. Because it's the whole pointing a gun at somebody, which is basically what the government does when they try to tax you and you don't want to pay it. They're going to come with men with guns, and you're going to either do what they say, or you're going to a prison cell. We'll see you tomorrow.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.